To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the silhouette of a person walking before the crashing surf of the Atlantic while God starts to set the stage for a magnificent sunrise comes to us from yours truly as I captured the scene on February 23rd while on vacation at Myrtle Beach. Well, it's Monday, and it's the fifth day of Lent, and as I shared previously, I decided to sign up for the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer devotional that is available at BibleGateway.com. The link is on the blog for those who would like to sign up. Saturday, I shared the material from day four and stated I wouldn't be sharing from that resource again. However, this morning, I made the executive decision to stay the course for the rest of the season of Lent with the 40-day Bonhoeffer devotional, and we'll be sharing from it each day until we arrive at Easter Sunday on April 9th. I am doing this for a few reasons. The first is that I want to stay faithful to my decision to do the study, and I know that with my normal morning practices, it might prove difficult to do so. So I guess I'm going to use the blog and podcast to be accountable by documenting my participation and responses in the study. The second reason is that I trust that the material should be worthwhile because it is drawn from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who is a martyred example of someone who lived out his faith to the very end and who some scholars consider to be a theological genius. And the final reason is that I seek to approach the Lord in a spirit of repentance and feel that surrendering the reins of the blog to the Bonhoeffer study will be a practice of humility, as I will walk according to its pace and direction. It's time to follow the leader, and we are trusting the Bonhoeffer study will be used by the Lord to encourage and edify me and those who read or listen along with me. So let's surrender together and see where the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer takes us. Day 5. Bonhoeffer writes, "Thankfulness works in the Christian community as it usually does in the Christian life. Only those who give thanks for the little things receive the great things as well. We prevent God from giving us the great spiritual gifts prepared for us because we do not give thanks for daily gifts. We think that we should not be satisfied with the small measure of spiritual knowledge, experience, and love that has been given to us, and that we must constantly be seeking the great gifts. Then we complain that we lack the deep certainty, the strong faith, and the rich experiences that God has given to other Christians, and we consider these complaints to be pious. We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the small and yet really not so small gifts we receive daily. How can God entrust great things to those who will not gratefully receive the little things from God's hands?" End quote. Biblical wisdom. The study shares from Isaiah 12, 1 through 4, which says, "You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name." Questions to ponder. What are the cultural forces in our society that work against the experience and expression of thankfulness? My response is the cultural forces of materialism, entitlement, and the emphasis on the pursuit of happiness can all work against the experience and expression of thankfulness as our society encourages us to strive for a better way of life and the accumulation of more things or experiences. We are conditioned to focus on the things we lack and take for granted and not appreciate the things we have. Obviously, that gets in the way of thankfulness. The next question is, what are the small gifts we receive from God each day? While there really are no small gifts from God, the things we can consider small are life itself, the lack of pain in our lives, healthy bodies and minds, the people in our lives, the things we have, heat, electricity, food, water, shelter, our jobs, our homes, our vehicles, our government, our relative safety, sleep, our pets, books, art, beauty, love, the Bible, the forgiveness of sins, and our salvation and eternal life in Christ. How could such small things be affirmed, honored, and celebrated in a community of faith? These small gifts can be affirmed, honored, and celebrated in the community of faith through the daily practice of gratitude and appreciation, where we personally thank the Lord for all that he has provided. This will help us personally each day, and we can pass this joy to our community of faith by choosing to be a continuous voice of encouragement and thanksgiving to remind our brothers and sisters in Christ of all that we have. And the study shares a psalm fragment from Psalm 103:1-5. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." And the next part of the study is journal reflections, and the text says, "At the end of each remaining day in this 40-day journey, write in your journey a list of those things from that day from which you are grateful." And that's quite a practice of, at the end of each day to write something we're thankful for. So to be true to the study, I've created a Word document to record at the end of each day, remaining day of this journey, the things I'm thankful for. I encourage you to do the same. And I'm not sure, we'll see about how I'll share. Maybe I'll share every day from, what I was thankful for last night. I don't know. Or we'll just compile the whole thing and release it later. I'm not sure. We'll see. I didn't know we were going to be doing this study, but I wanted to do this study because I think it's going to be worthwhile. I'm already being blessed by it. So anyway, we move along. The next journal reflection tells us, reflect on how the small gifts you receive from God shape your life and your relationships. And I wrote, "I practice gratitude and appreciation daily because I have much to be thankful for and because I have come to learn that it is through being thankful for the small things we receive from God that we can have a continuous outflow of peace and joy in our lives. I am continually amazed at how the Lord has blessed me and worked all the small things in my life together for good, and how he has provided me with so many wonderful relationships since I have decided to follow him." So it's been a true blessing. So reflect on the small things. Focus on the things. Focus on the things that you have and not on the things that you don't have. Focus on the things that are good and not on the things that are bad. Now, that's not telling you to live in denial, but that's to appreciate what you have while you try to make things better or solve problems. We don't ignore our problems. We try to resolve them. And we trust in the Lord and wait on the Lord until those problems are resolved. Sometimes it can take a long time for things to come to pass. Ask me how I know. Until you come to a place where you're at peace. And even when you get there, there won't, things won't be absolutely perfect. There'll always be things that we need to work on and improve or, to take care of as stewards of our lives. We're not looking for, perfect peace where there's no problems in our lives whatsoever, because as long as we're on this earth, there'll be issues to deal with. But we do so by appreciating what we do have. And if we should, obtain other things or resolve things to make things better, we rejoice in those things as we go. You know, this is how we practice as disciples of Christ. And I just got to tell everybody who's listening to this podcast, you just got all of that material as a bonus because I didn't write it. I'm just responding. So thus, you should listen to the podcast if you want additional material, because I never know when I'm going to provide it. So anyway, the next section of the study is intercessions. And it directs us to pray that you would be a voice of thanksgiving to your family, among your friends and co-workers, and in your community of faith. Pray that your voice of thanksgiving would encourage others to give voice to the many things for which they are thankful. You know, when someone tells us to pray, what do? There's nothing to it but to do it. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, I pray that I would be a voice of thanksgiving in my family, among my friends and co-workers, and in my community of faith. I pray that my voice of thanksgiving would encourage others to speak about all the small things that they are thankful for. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And finally, they end the session with a prayer for today. And this is right from the text, and I'll just cap it off. Lord, open my eyes that I may see the giftedness of my life, and let my life be a hymn of praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let me give thanks to the Lord for another day in the kingdom, for this study, and for those who have joined me in this journey, either by reading or hearing this message. We were never meant to walk this life of faith out by ourselves, and I am glad there are others like me who have a real heart to keep on walking and talking with God. I pray for the Lord to richly bless all those who have found this message and are faithful to follow where the Lord leads them. God bless you all. As we are being provided with Bible verses from the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, we are taking a break from sharing a verse of the day from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. We're almost at the end, too. Anyway, we plan on resuming that normal installment of the blog following Easter. So Lent, we're giving up some things. And, quite frankly, I'm going to be blessed by this study, just to rely on this study and respond to the study and see what the Lord can do with it and through it. Because I'd probably share a message similar to these things. Thankfulness, yeah, I sort of share things about that. So why not get it from Dietrich Bonhoeffer? And why not just humbly submit to the study that I plan to do without having to run around and try to write a regular message and then do the study in my other time while I have other studies and ministry work to do as well. So this will be a great time of fasting, I guess, for my own blog and of resting, quite frankly. And I hope no one objects. It's just encouragement from another, from a steady source. And that's what we do here at mtforchrist.org. We share resources that I have found helpful. And I'm trusting that the study will be helpful, as the it's already helped me, and we're only 5 days in, and so there you go. Anyway, as always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk, like Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But today, we continue also sharing from A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God. As we started sharing from chapter 8 on Saturday, today we continue in chapter 8 with sovereignty and human responsibility. And A.W. Pink asks the question, how is it possible for God to so bring his power to bear upon men that they are prevented from doing what they desire to do and impelled to do other things they do not desire to do and yet to preserve their responsibility? Well, that's a multi-part question, and so don't be surprised if there's a multi-part answer. But we will share the first part of the response to that question on the blog today. So if you want to see that resource, Go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see it at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a life of Christian discipleship where you actually do a 40-day devotional, or you actually pray every day, or you actually read the Bible every day, and you trust in the Lord and try to live according to it every day. And you might say, how do you get the motivation to do that? Well, it sure helps when you have your freedom in Christ. And if you don't know what I mean by that, we provide discipleship teachings from the Word of God and Dr. Neil Anderson that can help you experience your freedom in Christ. And so we invite you to check out our discipleship studies that we did at our local church back in 2021 for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. If you're interested, you can email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the printed materials that I handed out for the course, so you could, you know, sort of do a correspondence course if you choose so. And some people have actually taken me up on that offer, and I'm blessed by it. Those studies, of course, are available on the podcast under those titles, and they're also available on our YouTube channel. There's a playlist for each one. That might be the easiest way to locate the material. Our YouTube channel, of course, is MT for Christ 247 as well. So subscribe, and you know, you can listen to these messages and all our previous messages and Bible studies that are on the blog, the podcast, and the YouTube channel. As I stated, Bible studies. We just did a Bible study yesterday with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti, where we let each other know that you are not God, as that was the topic of the day. So if you'd like to check out that study, we just uploaded it yesterday, and we examine all the ways that we could go astray by thinking we are God. And so if you want to check that out, that's on the blog and the podcast and the YouTube channel as well. Well, today is Monday. It normally would be back to work, back to reality, but as the Lord has willed it, I had an extra day from the vacation because of President's Day, so I'm using it today. And as fate would have it, I have off tomorrow as well, because they shifted my schedule to work on Saturday. So I've been blessed with 2 days off during this week. However, not so blessed with a Saturday work day, but we'll take what we can get, and we're grateful for it. But we do understand that, you know, most of us, I would believe, are out the door to work today. So let's pray for all of us. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we just thank you so much for the small things that we can forget about, that we enjoy every day, and we take for granted because we're so concerned about the other issues and problems in our lives that aren't good. So let us be thankful for the good things that you've given us. Most importantly, the joy of our salvation, the fact that you've opened our eyes to the spiritual truth that not everybody gets. We thank you for welcoming us into your family and your kingdom through our faith in Jesus Christ. Or we never could have made it on our own, and we're so glad you woke us up to the fact that all we have to do is put our faith in Jesus to be part of your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for that gift. Lord, we also thank you for the gift of faithful men and women who follow you in spirit and in truth. And so we pray for the people, again, who are listening or reading today's message. Lord, we pray for you to come alongside them in their faith walks. We pray for you to reveal all that is good in their lives and lead them in the way they should go. Lord, and as always, Lord, we just pray for you to guide us today as we go about our day. We pray for you to protect us, and we pray for you to open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and lead us into the things you would have us do. Lord, when we understand your goodness, all we want to do is do your will, not our own. And so in this Lent season, we surrender. Lord, help us to follow you, perhaps even more in our lives, which certainly is possible, I'm sure. Because, Lord, all we want to do is represent you. All we want to do is be part of what you want want us to do in life and become the people you want us to be. And so, Lord, we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.